praise the Lord for his goodness.
Amen.
You know, we missionaries are a very special breed of people.
That's right.
I can brag a little bit because the Bible brags on us too. And we find Isaiah in the 52nd chapter, 7, verse 7. Y'all have all heard this verse many times. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth.
Amen.
And you know, Paul thought it was so important that he repeats this in Romans 10. Verse 15, and how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. So Paul thought it was important as well. So we really are members of the Beautiful Feet Society. I never thought about feet being beautiful, but anyone that takes the gospel has beautiful feet. I really believe that. You know, several years ago when Dale and I were in Houston for a missions conference, we were asked to go to a children's, kind of a children's church. Some of these churches, you know, have this thing about, well, children being a separate thing, not hearing the gospel as adults do. But anyway, I'm not sure if that's right or wrong. But anyway, we were asked to go and speak to these children. Well, if you knew Brother Dale, he loved to preach, but that wasn't his forte as little bit kids. He liked to preach to big people. So he asked me, you know what, honey, won't you do something, you know, with the children? So I remembered as a child, and this is almost hard to believe, but I'm talking many years ago, that I never knew a missionary. I never met one. Never. To me, the missionaries were way, I heard of them in my church, because I was saved at the age of 9, and I heard about them, but they were always, you know, way, way somewhere. And who knows what they were like. I mean, I didn't have any idea. And I thought about this, and I thought, well, you know, maybe these children need to know, you know, and learn something about what missionaries really are. So I wrote a poem. You know how I am about my poems. I wrote a poem many years ago, and I just drug it out the other day. What is a missionary? And so I did this, and I gave these children this poem. So I'd like to just give it to you. And the children that are here, I hope you'll listen. Because maybe you don't know much about missionaries. Maybe you'd like to know what it is to be a real life missionary, okay? And the parents can be kind of kind to listen to. I wonder what it's like to be a real, honest to goodness missionary. Do they have eyes and ears and nose that blows? And mouths and hair and fingers and toes? And what do they wear, do you suppose? Maybe strange-looking hats and old-fashioned clothes? Are their faces all wrinkled and haggard and thin, with never a smile and never a grin? What kind of work do they do anyway? Do they work only in lands far away? Come on now, can you tell me, please, so I can put my mind at ease? Are they happy, joyful, lots of fun? Can they really be normal, just like anyone? Well, I'm here today to let you see in person a real life missionary. I have eyes and ears and fingers and toes. I have a mouth and hair and a nose that blows. No old fashioned clothes, nor strange fitting hat. I dress in bright colors. What do you think of that? And my face does have wrinkles, but they won't show as long as I keep the smile, you know. And I'm here to also say that my work takes me to places both near and far away. Wherever there are people who've never heard of Jesus, God's Son, and His Holy Word. It matters not if they're young or old, or skinny or fat, or fearful or bold. Rich or poor, they're all the same. They need to hear of Jesus' name. How He came to die to set them free from sin to live eternally. So do you know that you too can be a real honest-to-goodness missionary? Why, a missionary is simply one who goes and tells others of the Christ he knows. So whether you are big or medium or small, God has given to each one the call to go and tell the wonderful story, how Jesus left his home in glory to die on the cross of Calvary that we can live eternally. So now you kids know what a real life missionary really is like, okay?
Amen.
You know, there's lots of things that we can do for our missionaries. I've thought about in my own life, in my own experience, so many, many years, how wonderfully blessed Dale and I were through the years to have so many people that were behind us and praying for us and standing with us. And I thought, you know, what are some of the things that we as a church here, what can we do that we're not doing, maybe, that we could make our missionaries feel more like part of the church family? I just thought of a few things, you know, that we can do. For one, if you're a family that has small children still, why don't you pick a missionary family, maybe a missionary family that has children too, and let them get to know them better, learn their names, learn their ages, and learn what like they like to do. And maybe you could even be able to do something special for them. When they come home, do you ever go up to them and tell them that you're praying for them? Do you ever take them out maybe for a piece of pie or a malt or something? There's just so many things you can do. Did you ever take the kids shopping and let them spend some real live money on just what they would like to do? Those are things that we can do as a church family that would mean so much to missionaries. Have them in your home. Very important, because you know what? You need to learn what some of the things are that they're praying about. Maybe they have some struggles that you need to know about. Maybe you need to be able to know what to pray for. Not just the victories that they can share with you, which are wonderful, but what about some of the defeats that they've experienced that they need encouragement for and need some special prayer about? Keep their picture near in your family. Have it close where they can see and understand that this person is a special person. This person is very special because he's a missionary and he's taking the gospel. And so I need to pray for them. Write letters when they're on the field. Send birthday cards on their birthdays. Find out the birthdays of the families and send a birthday card. That is such an encouragement. I've been there. I know what a blessing it is to hear from home and to know that there are people back home that have not forgotten them and that they're praying for them. And you know what? You can even make arrangements sometime to call them. It doesn't cost that much. I know I've called Venezuela. I've got a daughter and her husband are missionaries in Venezuela. I call them occasionally. I call Poland. I call Mexico. And you know, my phone bill is such a little bit more. And what a blessing it is to hear the voices. And what a blessing for the missionaries to hear your voice and to know that you're not only praying for them, but you're thinking about them that particular time. And maybe that particular time, they needed encouragement. Okay. Very, very good idea. And then, and also learn something about where they're working. Learn something about if it's a different country. Learn something about that country. Find it on the map and have the children circle it. And maybe they could study something about that country, what is important. And you would be able to, you know, better pray for that missionary. So that's something we can do. And what's wrong with visiting them sometimes?
Right.
You know, before the Dale died, we were able to visit Poland several times, Mexico, of course, we lived there many years, but we've gone back and seen our kids, and we got to see Venezuela. Brother Dale got to actually preach the Potter story two times in Venezuela before he died, and that was a special event. And you know what encouragement you can be to these kids? You know, so for your next vacation, just don't take a selfish vacation to go off and, you know, fish or whatever. You do many times anyway, but just save your money and go visit them. What an encouragement that is to missionaries. It just means so much to them. So we can all do things to make them feel important, to make them feel that they're one, that you're one to work with them, and that you will be praying faithfully for them. And I think it's just there's just so many little things that we can do that really encourages our missionaries. And let's make a vow to the Lord that we'll do more to make our missionaries feel like they're a part of our family.
Thank you.